Saying goodbye to the Dwarven Valley was rough. That may be the last bastion of peace we have before we make our final trek to the Ragged Glacier. I've seen what awaits us out there on the windswept tundra, and it's enough to turn you white. One final stop, however, in Bryn Shander. The dwarves have the hardware, but it'll take more than that for us to survive out there. Plus, I think Felger needs to say goodbye to a special someone. So let's get to it on today's short quest, Long Rest.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back.
Hey.
Hello,
hi.
Kelsey.
What's up?
Hello.
Here to play Short Quest, Long Rest, Icewind Dale. And I am now no longer just calling it Short Quest, Long Rest, because we have multiple things going on. We have for some time, and I should have changed sooner.
It's our flagship show. It's fine. This is Squalor. Short Quest Long Rest is the flagship show. It's completely fine. It's why Good Vibrations has a little tagline on it, because that's the separate thing.
Okay.
So, all is good.
Yeah, this is where we started.
This is where it all began, everybody. You know, back when we were just little kids running in the streets.
I'm so sorry.
No, you're not. Awesome. You're not. Just embrace it. Be proud.
Everyone poops.
Loud and proud.
Burps.
Yeah. I give it a 7 out of 10.
Whoa.
Oh, nice, yeah. Thanks.
7.7 out of 7.
Nice resonance.
In case any of we lady folk have not ripped one on mic, whenever somebody burps, that is Dane's response. Every single, like, it should be, we need to, actually, after this, Eric, do you think we can get that little sound bite and add it to our soundboard?
Probably.
I'll cut it
out. But I mean, Dane's response to most things is singing.
That's true. That is very true.
So, you know.
Yeah.
What immediate response
is singing, and when he's talking normally, that's just him resisting the urge to sing.
What song does he use the most? Do we have, like, statistics?
Let's Get It On by Marvin Gaye.
Yep, probably.
Probably.
That's a real high
I do
one.
Anytime anything sexual comes up.
It's
I do
either,
the, I've been really trying,
it's either that
baby.
Or singing the saxophone from Careless Whisper.
Sure.
It's one of those two.
Yep. Yeah. Which is funny that both of them are sexual in nature, which I guess doesn't go too far from the tree for me.
Yep.
But
I mean, it's your sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
But hey,
I'm a degenerate.
So this is my first time recording in the new space I'll be living for the next year, and I don't have roommates, and I don't have to scramble anywhere.
Yeah.
And
fuck yeah.
Goodbye, stress. Now, I do technically have housemates, so we'll see how that goes into the future, but for now, the house is quiet because it's the summer, and there ain't no one here.
You're just going to run into someone that takes, like, famously loud shits.
Oh, God. don't say that, because the bathroom's right outside my fucking door.
I knew it.
Don't put that evil on me, Ricky
don't
Bobby.
Don't put that evil on me, and then the kitchen's beyond it.
Someone just listens to tub thumping
24/7. I knocked on wood, we're fine. I knocked on wood.
I have wood here. Yeah, the mic picked it up.
Josie's just sitting here like, it's coming out of me like lava!
Fucking Taco Bell!
Help!
Send help!
Ew.
Sorry.
Anyway.
I'm back.
Did you specifically go across the room so you could yell?
Yep.
Okay, I wasn't sure if you were going to get something
thing.
And that just
my
came.
Thing.
He does do it, but he also sometimes is just going to get
a lot
things
of the time
yell,
it is
so.
Just me getting a drink from the fridge.
Yeah, I was going to say, because that's time.
Like,
I'm not there,
time.
I'm across the room! Yeah, so. Which, funny every time.
Yep.
All right, you guys ready to get started into our game?
I am.
Fuck yeah.
I, Eric the gal, am ready.
I love it. Hell yeah, I'll be a gal.
Yeah.
Just us gals here.
Am I pretty?
Yep. No.
What?
You're lovely. You're not pretty. You're not my lovely.
You're not my type. I'm not saying you're not pretty. You're just not my type.
I mean, I guess gorgeous isn't your type.
It's not, really.
To each their own.
Anyway.
That's fucked up.
Anyway, go on.
Wife.
Go on,
Josie. Fucked up thing to say.
So y'all left the Dwarven Valley last session. Made your way down to Bryn Shander. The thinking being you're going to pass through Bryn Shander, then head up through Kaer Dinnaval, Kaer Koenig, and finally strike out into the wilderness, heading towards the Reghead Glacier.
Yeah.
Where it seems that this book that was recovered from the Frost Maiden's Island is leading you, and that there is something there that will be of assistance in restoring either the weather or the sun.
The Cardi B in white.
Was there a Cardi B reference? No, not, I'm not going to get distracted. We're good.
Too late.
We're good.
Too late. It's already happened.
But anyway, so you roll up into Bryn Shander. And as normal, find it to be a bustling place. There's people in the streets, even though it's dark, perpetually dark, you know. There seems to have been a general cultural shift here in Icewind Dale, where there is no longer nightlife and, you know, the daytime. There's just life. These people have been in the darkness for so long that the usual chores and duties that you would reserve for when the lanterns are out are commonplace here. So it's kind of busy when you're rolling up. And I think a couple of you had places that you wanted to visit as you passed through, correct?
Who's got shit they want to do in Bryn Shander?
Well, Felgren has a particular lady friend.
You want to get some nookie before you take off, buddy?
Not anymore.
Might be your last time. Might be your last time ever.
I'm making it weird now.
Yeah. Gonna get that kitty?
My God.
Oh my God.
Oh, okay.
Shut. Oh.
Oh, shit. I know, it's my own joke, but that guy. Your guys' response was too good. They're
can we so vote?
Upset.
Can we vote him off the island?
Certainly.
It's understandable.
All right.
You're out of here.
Yep, okay. I understand.
You better watch out. I'll give... Oh, God, he actually left the Discord.
No, he left... Somebody moved him, probably.
Oh. No, I was just giving myself a moment.
Oh, okay, you were done. You were timing yourself out.
Yeah. No, somebody threw me over there.
Better watch out. I'll give Miri disadvantage on her first saving throw.
Hey, that's not nice.
No, but it's
break
effective.
Even. As long as she can see me, I get fucking, I think that's something I have now. As long as she can see me, she gets advantage on all saving throws. So,
anyway,
at least it'll break even.
As you slide up on your sledges towards the north gate and have an opportunity to enter the town, you see the North Look Inn, the place you've been drinking a couple of times, the one that's got the singing bass.
Mm-hmm.
Or I say singing bass because I'm thinking of the
yeah, Big Billy Bass or whatever
Billy
the hell it's
bass.
Called. Knucklehead Trout.
Knuckleheaded Trout. The singing knuckleheaded trout.
Cause she's a lady.
Nah, if that thing did sing anything, it would probably be Tom Jones. That's too perfect.
That's its bite is worse than its bark.
What the hell are you guys doing here?
Tavini is headed for the church. Like, as soon as they get into town, she starts heading for Hope of the Morning Lord.
Nice!
The House of the Morning Lord.
Alright.
Switching religions? Love it.
Yeah, I'm down for it.
This is your second change. I'm saying, this is a second change. You're just jumping them. You're sampling religions like a buffet. I love it.
You know, we could look at, I think the Midgard setting has a cleric subclass that, like, changes their religion every month. Or every week.
Polyamorous.
No more changing religions.
Pick a god and pray.
Nice.
Okay, so what is it that you want to do in the House of the Morning Lord?
She wants to find... snap, what's her name?
Becky.
No.
Well, there is the, the priestess Michonne there.
That's what it was.
Michonne, that's right. I'm going M.
Nope. Becky's pretty close.
That was pretty close. I was saying, that was right there.
She wants to find priestess Michonne.
Okay.
I hope she's still alive. Last time she saw Michonne, she was not looking great.
We pretty much saved her, though, if I'm not mistaken. She was fucked up, but I think she was doing all right.
Yeah.
I guess we'll see.
All right. Is anyone going with Tavini in this instance?
Yeah. Rian will go. I'd say he's got nothing special to do in this town. And he assumes Felgren's going to knock boots, so he'll, he doesn't want to hear that again.
Okay. Well, those of you that are going, you wind your way southeast through the streets from the north gate, as the House of the Morning Lord is on sort of the northeastern edge of the town, almost near that outer perimeter wall. Don't pass any really familiar businesses. It's all residential housing in this area. And the House of the Morning Lord is no different. So you walk up to it. It appears to be a converted house. Something that has been turned from something domestic into a temple. Above the door is a sign of Amanadar, this sun disk, that although it is very dark, you can see in the lantern light, because there are a number of lanterns that have been hung outside of this converted temple, that the symbol of Amanadar has been kept very well polished and free of frost. As you head inside, at this hour, there are a couple of worshippers there. It's kind of mingling about on their own private business. And you do, after a couple of quick questions about, find Michonne, and she seems to be in conversation with a young woman in one part of the temple there.
Tavini will approach just close enough so that Michonne can see her clearly, and then she'll just kind of stop and wait.
As you get closer and you overhear their conversation, you can hear the worried tone in the voice of the woman that is speaking to Michonne. Seem to be having a conversation about this woman's children. She is expressing concern about the youngest not having seen daylight since their infancy. After a few more minutes of talking, Michonne pats the woman on the shoulder, and she seems a little relieved, you know, still worried, but reassured for the time being. And Michonne turns away from her to come and address your needs. Seeing you and Rian kind of looking between you two. I'm trying to remember what voice I used for her. It's been a while.
It has.
It's been a while.
I knew it.
Oh, God. The musical references. Davini? Rian?
No, I'm Dave.
Oh, Dave, sorry. Was there someone else?
It's Rian. No, it's Rian. You're right.
What can I do for you?
I am in need of some clerical supplies. Do you have any reliquaries or powdered silver that you would be willing to part with?
Powdered silver, no. Reliquaries. Let me check the back. I mean, we have them. But as far as one that you could take with you, let me see if there's one that maybe I can pass on. Was there anything else you needed? I want to thank you for the help that you gave the town last time you were here.
No, it's just, I'm glad to see that you're back on your feet.
Yes, the Dugar.
Yeah, they gave you a bump to the noggin last time. Pretty serious. Wasn't sure if you're gonna make it. Glad you're doing good.
Yes, actually, one of the acolytes here has been learning healing magics, and it was a great opportunity to practice. And she kind of blanches as if it didn't go so well.
Nice.
They're getting better. Yes.
Do you have any incense?
Yes, that we have plenty of. And Rian, any requests?
Like asking if a bear has honey.
Is that Felgrin? Felgrin here?
Yes.
Nice. Felgrin's just like,
sorry, I didn't see you back there.
He's just walking around touching everything, like just in the background.
That's fine. There's lots of polished brass in here and copper. People have been, it looks like, punching holes in coins and polishing them up and hanging them from the rafters of this former home. So as the firelight flickers and the lantern light catches them as they turn from people walking in and out the door and the breeze coming in, these coins are turning and catching the light like hundreds of little suns. So it is kind of fun to reach up and, you know, give them a good tap and watch them sway.
Like a kitty.
All right. Incense, reliquary. And anything for you,
Dave.
That one's Dave.
Mm-hmm. Dave.
Hello, Dave. I'm Hello. Sorry. The bump. Mm-hmm.
Oh, after she says that, I'm like, oh, she didn't just forget her name. Now I feel like an asshole.
Roll an insight check, Rian.
Yeah, okay. Boop-a-doop. Inside. Oh, I'm actually good at this. I always forget I'm good at this. It's not that funny.
It's just a house full of scream laughers, I swear.
A 15.
It's always a different voice.
Mm-hmm. You know, you get the impression that she now has a lifelong excuse.
Oof, okay. yeah, so I think Reed will just let that go, though. He's not gonna... He would have, like, corrected himself, but now he's just, like, he feels too much like a dick. And the whole Dave thing is stuck.
Nothing for me.
All right, I'll be just a moment. And she steps aside and disappears down a back room past what looks to have been a kitchen at one point. You can see counters inside, and there's cabinets. And while she's gone, you know, kind of just people watching folks come in and out of the temple here, a good number of them, when they see your group, you can catch that immediate flash of admiration. There's also a bit of, like, intimidation there.
Hells yeah.
That whole, like, ooh, I kind of want to go say hi, but, like, I don't know that I can because they're just kind of doing their thing.
It's like that time I saw Don King in a restaurant.
Did you go up and say hi? Did you take your shot?
No, fuck no. I was a little bitch and just sat
No,
back
what
and...
the boxer he's representing at the time would have knocked Dane out.
not boxers, but definitely fucking bouncers.
Oh.
Like, it was one of my those things where...
Probably former boxers, then.
Yeah, possibly. But yeah, we were at a fucking restaurant in a hotel. And he was having breakfast there. We were just like, me and my brother were just like...
I would say, are you sure that's him? But there's no mistaking him.
Exactly. The fucking hair, like, was sticking up. Like, we walked, we purposely, like, went into the bathroom and walked past so we could see the front of him just to make sure. But you could see it from the back. It just had that tall, white, fucking hair.
Troll doll hair?
Yeah, the troll doll hair. And I was just like, that's fucking Don King, man. He's like, that is fucking Don King, man.
Like, there's a few people you meet that you, they're unmistakable.
It's exactly. So that was one of them. Be like, this is a splendiferous occasion. But he didn't say anything like that. I didn't even hear him talk, which is funny because he wasn't that far away from us. I think he ate in silence. But anyways, moving on.
Right, moving on. So while Michonne is gone, you hear some thumping overhead. As, you know, this building is two stories. And you see coming down the stairs in the back of the sort of small common room here, a heavily furred short figure.
Fuck yeah. Coppernobberknocker.
I love that you remember his name.
Love Coppernobberknocker. I get so excited when I get to say the name. I'm literally shaking my fist in front of the mic right now. Yes. Like, yeah, it's like, fucking Coppernobberknocker.
Well, you see that this very warmly dressed rock gnome has a broom in hand, is significantly taller than they are, and seems to be sweeping the steps as they come down. They're back to you.
I imagine
you
just
coat.
Cheering him on.
Yeah,
yeah.
Get it.
Yeah. You sweep that fucking floor!
Are you guys really doing that?
No.
No, God, no. In fact, I think I am excited. I don't think Rian, like, there was one time where his name was said, and Rian was like, there's a person named Copper Knobberknocker, and that was, like, about it. He's like, I fucking love that, and that was it. Like, I don't even know if we ever knew that that's actually who it was, or, like...
You need to come up with, like, alternative names for him, like you do with Benedict Cumberbatch. Like, Bender Boot Crabble Punch. That's my there favorite one. You just need to do that, but with Copper Knobberknocker.
Yeah, Copper Knobberknocker. I love it.
Like, Cobble Slobberknocker.
Yeah. Copper seems to be diligently sweeping the steps. You can hear him grumbling under his breath. Not enough to make out any words. He does kind of shoot an ugly look over his shoulder like he's looking at someone to glare at. And then he catches sight of you. And the broom slips out of his hand and tumbles down the steps behind him. And he turns to catch it and has to, like, grab the banister to also catch the broom before it's out of reach. Holy shit!
It talks.
Yeah. I say, you're right there, buddy.
Yes, I'm fine.
Okay.
Did we scare you?
I'd say, sorry, no, I didn't mean to fright you.
It's perfectly alright. Just didn't expect to see Heroes of Bryn Shander in town.
Is that a thing? Is that what they're saying?
I just... Like, we got names for ya. There's Dragon Slayers.
I like that one. That's
Heroes
a good
of
one.
The Dale.
Oh.
Heroes of the Dale?
We killed a fucking dragon, didn't ya?
I mean, yeah, but... I wasn't expecting to get, like, Heroes of the Dale. Like, I mean, I wanted that to be a thing, but I didn't, like, think it had happened already.
We paid for our rooms here. What's up with that?
Well, that was before we were the Heroes of the Dale, though.
You think we'll get them for free?
I bet you a dollar we will.
Wow. What's a dollar?
I'm sorry, an electrum.
Oh.
Beat me to it.
What's an electrum? Yeah. What is an electrum?
It's a type of currency back down water deep. Nobody really fucking uses it.
Something stupid that the devs made up.
Yeah. And by devs, we mean gods.
Valgrind is the only one who could talk at a meta because of the Feywild magic.
Nice.
He's like Deadpool in that way.
Yeah.
What? What do you... I don't...
But now...
The gods. The devs. The developers of
not,
the world.
A not commonly used bit of currency.
Aye.
Now that this conversation has been struck up between you and Copper Knobberknocker, everyone in the space, you know, there's probably like four or five people here at this time, is turning to like to eavesdrop and doing a really poor job of making it seem like they're not.
Fuckers gonna like wave and be like, there's no chance this doesn't go to my head, quietly.
As much as I'd like to think I'm going to be humble after this, it's absolutely not. I've been one being an asshole about it the whole time, talking about, you know, heroes like saving the day.
And, like, double point at someone, like, hey.
I think,
Hero of the Dale, what's going on?
Like, as terrible as it sounds, it feels like, I think I know how you feel sometimes. Because I want to, like, abuse this power right now. And I know I shouldn't. And I'm not gonna. But boy, does it feel like I could just walk up and be like, hey, Rian, Hero of the Dale. And get whatever the fuck I want.
See, abuse is such an ugly word.
What do you call it?
Harness.
Harness. Oh, that's a really good way of putting it. I mean, it's bullshit. But, like, I like the way it's phrased. It almost makes it sound, like, legitimate when I know in my heart it's not.
Yep.
No, I understand. But I had a moment where I know... I think we connected on a level there because I feel like I had a Felgren moment right there. Like, how can I use this to my advantage? And almost went down that path.
You know, you darkest can timeline. Manipulate things like this for good reasons. Doesn't always have to be bad.
I was going to say, I'm going to have to stop listening to you, because the more you talk, the more it makes sense, and I know that's not a good thing.
He just smiles to himself.
Felgrin.
Yeah.
As you're talking, you feel something knocking into one of your horns.
What the...
Just something small, like something's bumped up against you and is kind of tapping on one.
I like swipe at it.
You swipe at it and you catch the string of one of the coins hanging from the ceiling. But when you were passing through the room, none of them struck you on the horn before.
I look up.
There, perched in the rafters, is a grinning Finnegan Fox.
What are you doing?
He has bitten through one of the strings and is now, like, holding it in his teeth and has been, like, gripping the rafter with his hind legs and letting himself dangle to essentially fuck with you.
Where did you even learn to do that? What?
He tries to talk, but you can see that, like, his ears go flat and he rolls his eyes. And then spits out the string so he's able to talk. I thought I was just having a bit of fun. You're taking so much time.
I mean, I get it. I just don't know how you learned to do it. I don't even know how you got up there.
This is a good feat.
He's not supposed to do things like that until I tell him to, right? It's the worst familiar ever.
Or the best.
I was going to say,
it's a matter
like,
of perspective.
I don't think I can hear him.
No. You don't
no,
speak
you can't.
Fox.
He's just talking to the fox in the ceiling.
Yeah. So he just did that himself. That's interesting.
Yep. Just took the initiative.
I would say he's the worst.
To fuck with me.
Honestly, I mean, isn't that kind of perfect for you, though? Like, if you had a familiar, it would be one that fucks with you randomly and just learns how to do shit that you don't tell it to do. Like, you don't seem like the type of person that if you had a thing, you'd teach it. Like, how to do stuff, it feels like you'd let it do it and then tell it when it's wrong.
Your friend's got a point.
Why does that thing keep yipping? I feel like it's talking.
It is talking. It's a he. He is talking to me.
Yeah, if he needs the proof, I'll lift my tail.
Yeah, he says to look up.
Oh, God. Rian looks up.
Yep. Get a, like a cat flashing its asshole at you.
Oh, that's not so bad. I thought he was going to try to shit on me.
No, God, no.
Okay. I thought I was you're going to fucking plop around my face or something like that.
Jesus.
And I was like, God damn it. Like, of course he's going to look up.
Oh, did you see that? That was his butt.
he's definitely your fucking familiar. Okay.
Get down there. Stop destroying things. It was funny, but, you know.
Oh, right.
We don't destroy things from that nice people have. Leave the nice ones alone. Fuck with the dickheads.
And are there any in the town?
Well, like me. You were fucking with me. That's appropriate.
Mm.
And Rian.
And he paces the rafter some and, you know, sort of leans off it again towards what looks to be a bookshelf that is full of different books, different scrolls, small knickknacks to the temple. And seems ready to jump onto the top of it, but hesitates too much and then kind of goes back to pacing along the rafter. Felgrin. I think I fucked up. Can you help me down?
You can't get down.
Is he stuck up there?
I'm guessing he weighs more than 10 pounds.
So it looks like he's stuck up there. He's kind of pacing back and forth. I saw him eyeing that bookshelf for a half a second like a cat and then decided not to.
He'll stand below. Come on. You'll be fine. He holds his arms out.
Yeah. Aww. Finnegan pauses above you and then leaps down into your arms.
Just puts him down.
Why, thank you. Thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I could have gotten... I mean, I got up there. I could have gotten down. But
I
thank
believe you.
You. Mm-hmm. It would have been very undignified.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't risk it.
Not after I showed him my asshole.
That was funny.
I think Rian's very confused as he, like, hears one side of this conversation back and forth, like, I know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and it's just like, fucking fox just, like, doing that, like, little whiny fox thing that fox is doing. It's just like, this is odd. I feel mildly uncomfortable, but we've seen weirder stuff, so I don't know. But,
this is kind of just how things go.
Isn't that? I mean, it's.
At
true.
That point, Felger's just scratching him on the head.
Nice. Speaking of teaching things, as we were talking there just a little bit ago about your fox and not mm-hmm. really teaching and more telling things wrong. Have you given any more thought to a little bundle of joy back at the tavern? I know you haven't really talked about it, but after that night, I saw something in your eyes, something that you had something there. Something that I recognized. So I was just wanted to know if you had any thoughts towards it, because...
We have an understanding.
Aye.
But I'm not sure if I want to expose him to what's to come.
Hmm. That's fair. That's fair.
Miri is big.
Aye.
Used to it by now.
Mm-hmm.
He's not. It's just a baby.
Aye. Think about when you met Mary. She is just a baby then, too. But I understand. I understand, and actually, that speaks volumes about you. But I won't pry too much. I just happened to... It hadn't really come up, and I hadn't really talked about it, but I felt a kinship with you in that moment. And, not to get all mushy or anything, but I understood.
The goal is to make it, safer? First.
Oh, I understand. But I understand. It's the whole reason I came up here.
He's going to come whenever he's ready to hatch, I guess. But I think the tavern is the best place for him right now.
Understood.
At least if he does, he will be able to imprint on someone who will take care of him. And if he hasn't by the time we're done, well, we'll see.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
All right. And at that time, Michonne comes back with a small, very intricately carved wooden box that has copper at its corners that has been elegantly engraved. And they bring it to you, Tavini, and kind of blow dust off the top and wipe it off. And I don't... Bless you. You know, I've been with the Amanada's temple since I was a girl, and while I have had many religious artifacts pass through my care in my time, this was the first. Hands the box off to you.
I will be very, yes, very careful with it.
It's the least I can do to thank you for, you know, saving our town and all our lives.
If it is that valuable, I don't think I want to take it with me. If I were to take it, it would be for a spell in an emergency.
Well, is this spell going to destroy it?
I think so. So no, I cannot take it.
Well, if it won't work, then I'm sorry. But the other things you wanted. And they reach into their pocket and pull out a sachet, this cloth purse that is very soft and very light when she drops it into your hand, but still full. Like, it's obviously got some substance to it. Incense. I don't have sticks for you. But there's cones in there. It should burn just as well.
That, thank you. That will do. I am just making sure that I'm ready. Do you have a component pouch that the cleric could use?
I'd give you mine, but I need it to attend to the people here.
I would not ask.
Are you staying in town long? Give me some time. I can pull some things together.
And she looks back at the rest of the group.
Who keeps us alive? Hell yeah. We can hold off a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do need to get other ingredients.
Well, let's sit and make a quick list, and you give me a few hours and come back and I'll have them ready. If I can find them for you.
Thank you. And I will leave the gold with you. And if you can get them all, then
I know the right people to talk to in town.
Thank you.
Anyway, Copper does errands for me, so.
Tavini's going to take out basically all the money she has, 1,250 gold. Mm-hmm. The whole bag, and just like
whole shebang.
Hold the whole bag and just hold it out to the priestess.
Here.
Oh, thank you. Oh, this is a significant amount.
Yes.
And then Tavini is going to take her journal and very carefully tear out a page, and then just as quickly as possible scribble the materials that she needs.
Okay, and you can pass me that list, and we'll do some other scenes and come back around to it.
Yeah. It's
and 12,500 is not all your money. You had like 3 grand set aside, unless you bought some other shit we're not familiar with.
No, that's all her money. She's only got 1,250.
You didn't put your money in. Did you spend the other like $1,800 on something?
I don't know.
Yeah, we put cash aside for you.
We set aside 3,000 gold for you to do whatever you want with. Out of our
She got half plate because she can't wear chainmail anymore.
How much did that cost you? That's only like a grand,
half
isn't it?
Half plate plus one.
Ah.
No, it was like 2,000. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, that checks out.
Yep.
That makes sense then. Yep.
Fat gains.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, totally.
So.
Rian's got his plate plus one.
Like a tiny tank.
Yep. There's a lot of us now.
Alrighty.
It's in the crew game chat. I've crossed out reliquary because she's no way she's taking that reliquary.
Speaking of which, Rian is probably going to go behind fucking Tavini and be like, I know she said no to that, but I'll take that reliquary and I'll pay for it, because I guarantee if she even mentioned it, it's something important that she wanted it for, and trust me, it'll be worth it. And like, fucking behind her back, essentially takes the reliquary for her.
Yep. Yeah. When you approach Michonne and pull her aside for that. Oh, well, if you're certain, she won't be mad?
Oh, she'll probably be pissed at me for this, but I guarantee it wouldn't be, like, I mean, you're a cleric, you know these things. There's no way that something like that isn't for something spectacularly important. Like, you don't just have holy relics as the thing you need for it not to be something that is probably going to save lives or destroy evil completely. Something crazy. I don't know. I'm not a cleric. I barely know magic. I can make things float, kinda. Yeah. That's about it.
If it helps to bring back the sun, it'll be worth it. And that's...
Why just do that? I don't even know.
I don't know either. I'm not willing. You'll manage it.
Hell yeah, we are. I mean, blessed be... Yet, but he like does kind of the he does the Willem Dafoe in Boondock Saints when he tries to do the cross. He's like, whatever, like tries to do like a fucking hand gesture, whatever she does back, and just fucks it up.
You know why there's so many coins hanging from the rafters here?
Because they look pretty.
Because polish them up and they catch the light like the sun. It's pale.
Oh, I get it.
Pale sun.
The sun. Gotcha.
You have a silver on you.
I have an electrum.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just kidding. I have a silver. Yeah.
All right. Come here.
Okay.
It takes from a pocket of her her belt there.
Mm-hmm.
What you would take to be like a sort of medieval hold punch or press.
Mm-hmm.
And just really quickly snips off a small hole in the silver coin. And then passes it back to you. They don't just hang them because they're pretty. They hang them because they're praying.
Hmm. But you see, I've never really had much use for prayer. I've kind of always found that, like, you know, not that... I mean, obviously gods exist. We're literally in a fight with one right now. But it's like, you know, it feels like if you can't make your own way, then what's the point? If you got to rely on someone else. But then again,
Krellick and Tavini have done some amazing things to help us along the way.
It's all right to ask for help.
Hi. Ah, hell.
She hands you the coin and then turns her back to attend to the rest of her flock, so whatever you choose to do, it's between you and Aminotter.
Yeah, I think he does. He kind of looks at it for a little bit. He's like, ah, hell. And, like, ties it up and, like, hangs it from the rafter and gets up there, however they do it. And like, he kind of just talks to himself, like, because he doesn't really know how to pray, because he's never really done it before. It's just kind of like, man, if you're listening, we could use all the help we can get.
Once it's up there, it turns and catches the light like all the others. You know, flashing from silver to gold as it catches firelight.
And Rian just kind of sighs, and he, like, waits for a second, like, as if he was waiting for something to happen. And he's just like, ah, you're an idiot. And, like, just turns and walks out the door.
Okay. As for the other half of the team, Krellick and Dreamer, what have you been doing alongside Miri? Did you go off and do your own things, or stick together?
My idea was to stick together.
So would you have been there just kind of quiet?
I'd have been outside with Mary.
Okay.
I would be like, Jesus, they're here too? How did everybody get so quiet?
You're talking to Dreamer, right?
What? I know he doesn't talk, but Krellick. I can hear Krellick coming from a literal mile away.
More a little distracted.
That's true. I was praying. I think I'm a paladin now.
So that's how that works.
Another one?
Is that not? I honestly don't know. I don't really know any of this. Like, I just all of a sudden I'm a dragon knight. All of a sudden I can shoot magic. I just thought maybe I did a prayer and became a paladin.
I feel like that's a bit reductive.
I mean, I skipped a few steps, but yeah.
The time we spent in the Dwarven Valley, I look at Krellick and I think, wow, he's like a super dwarf.
I mean, he is a super dwarf. I won't deny that.
Super dwarf.
Don't let it go to your head, big guy.
Too late.
I mean, they're all dwarves, but I mean, like, he's like the distillation of a dwarf.
Where did you learn that word?
He's been reading too much.
I mean,
that's awesome.
You don't own a tavern.
Okay, that's fair.
That's true. I guess people come through and stuff, but still.
She's already smarter than us.
Well, for me, it's not that
big. It would take longer than that.
You know, it helps when you got ancient wisdom knocking around in here.
That's true. She essentially cheated. She just got it.
That's true.
But I'm proud of you here.
There's an asterisk. Asterisk.
Yeah, you got an asterisk next year. Yeah. Next year, wisdom.